Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and the family, wherever you might be. Come and be with us. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to stretch forth your hand of deliverance upon your people. Oh God, bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you're able to do anything but fail. And we give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always thankful for you and you that you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. All desires to bring the truth from a grassroots level, and all the listeners to come in and share their biblical experience. Amen. We're just here to touch bases with each other. Amen. Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpening iron, and a friend may sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. As well as, amen, Proverbs 24 and 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there's strength. There's strength. Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. In the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter, around the 18 and 19 verse. Amen. We know that God loves us and cares for us. Amen. But sometimes we just need each other, encouragement. Amen. That's what this program is about. Amen. We come together, amen, according to the scriptures, according to true testimonies. Amen. We don't fight and rebuke one another. Amen. We come in together as the Holy Spirit lead us and be helpers one to another. We believe also in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable correction for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished into every good work. Amen. All scriptures, amen, Old Testament, the New Testament, amen, it was given by the inspiration of God. You know, the man of God spoke, and the scribes, the secretary, wrote, amen, the word of God. God moved on them through the Holy Spirit. He is the Word. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God is a God of communication. Amen. He believes in communication. He is communication. Amen. Paul also said in 1 Timothy, amen, 2 and 8, he will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. So we always be prayerful. We always should be prayerful. Amen. Everything we do, prayer changes things. Amen. It's communication line. Amen. Prayer is communication. God give us that privilege. We should never, amen, stop praying. Paul went so far as that man should always pray. Just pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We're talking about teaching. Amen. Teaching before correction. Amen. Teaching, amen, is one of the grassroots of all humanity. It's one of the grassroots. Amen. We discussed one time how God named the naming through his son, Jesus Christ. He gave it to Adam in the Old Testament. See how naming started, how the beginning of naming, who started naming people, who brought that forth. Amen. God told Adam, way back in the beginning of time, God told Adam, Adam, name all my creations, every animal. Amen. Whatever you name him, Adam. Amen. Whatever. I'll stand with you. And that lets you know how much power and how much authority and how thoughtful that God believe in your ability. Amen. He know what's in man. In the beginning of time, God told Adam, amen, to go out of this name. And Adam came back, you know, all the time in the communion with each other at the end of the day. Amen. Whatever Adam said, God let it be so. We're talking about now in this discussion, amen. We have a website. You can go to the website, amen, after this program. And you can always find us on blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And we also have a website, www.jciministries.org. Website, www.jciministries.org. And you'll find us there on Facebook, on Blog Talk. Amen. If a lot of broadcasts have already been, episodes has all been recorded. Amen. Over 3 or 4 years or more. Amen. And you listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Teaching. If a baby become born, amen, the baby doesn't know anything. Language, how to walk or talk, to eat, amen. We have to teach them. When they get a certain age, you put them in school, learn the language, amen. They begin to learn the language of whatever family or language that he was born into. Then on in from adulthood. Amen. From there, they go to college to learn a skill or a trade school. Amen. Whatever they learn, somebody taught them. Somebody taught them. Amen. Driving, cooking, working. Amen. Reading in school, learning in college, learning in trade school. They learn from their parents. And it's a person that wanted to say that if you want to know what type of wife or data you have with your spouse, I mean, learn, watch her mother. The mother, anytime, taught the daughter. And the son taught your husband. Amen. Somebody taught them. Amen. Through their eyes, through their ears, or hands-on, they was taught. Amen. In the church itself, Jesus start teaching his people. Amen. He teaching them what his purpose was and what he was about and why he came into this world. Amen. Then we have Bible study. We begin to learn about the Bible, what type of proper Bible. You always hear me talk about, amen, what type of Bible you have. Where did you get it from? Amen. What's the origin of the Bible? Amen. Then you need a Bible dictionary. Then you need a concordance. Amen. All is to get understanding. Proverbs say, get wisdom, but all I getting. Get understanding. We're learning how to pray. We learn how to study the Bible. Amen. Paul said, we study, show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed. Studying help you not to be ashamed of what you know. Amen. What you know, you studied it out, not just read it, but you went back and sought down words. Amen. Words and traced the words down. Amen. Followed it up. out of maybe sometime in 3 or 4 different books. Amen. Not 3 or 4 different books in the Bible. And those of you who's going to college, amen, you know, if you do theses and different type of diplomas, you have so many books you have to read. Amen. You have so many words that have to be 50,000 words to turn in, a book, a thesis, a dissertation. Amen. What, because of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, or 4 or 5 more books. Amen. You study that. You study, amen, to understand. And God said, amen, if you study to show thyself approved unto God, amen, as Paul was speaking, amen, you shall not be ashamed. You won't be ashamed of what you know. But if you just pick it up out of the air, and many times we have to be very careful, amen, in teaching, because there are a lot of groups out there. They're teaching to gather people. They'll say what people want to hear, amen, but it might not be truth. Might not be the truth, amen. We're talking about if a person have not learned, amen, it'd be a more like a rebuke, amen, harassment if you correct the person, amen. If he out there, he learns how to drive, but he don't know the rules and regulation of the road, amen, you might stop and say, hey, you're on the wrong side of the road. You should stop for the lights. All they know is driving. And because the person that taught them, that taught them just how to drive or to cook, then teach them properly how to cook the food. Amen, amen. And vice versa, as we go on, there's a proper way of learning. If a person have not been taught properly and you want to correct them, amen, they feel that you're jealous or you're hateful. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. So it's very important. In the book of Hebrews, amen, the author, some said it was Paul, Barnabas, Luke, Apollos, amen, but it was, amen, it was the purpose of the book of Hebrews, what the chief doctrine purpose of the writer was, to show the transition between Christian dissertation, amen, and compared with the Old Testament. You know, the Old Testament is our schoolmaster. Amen. You know how we come up in elementary school, you want to say it's the elementary school. It helps us get the history of things. Amen. So in the book of Hebrews, amen, you'll find around about the 5th chapter, amen, we want to read a portion here of the 5th chapter of Hebrews, and just to start it out, why it's important about teaching, the 5th chapter of Hebrews, dealing with the qualification of the high priesthood, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, amen, his order, amen. We have a high priest, and his name is Jesus, amen. Jesus the Christ, he's anointed, amen. He's a Christ, he's our Christ. In the 5th chapter, In the 12th verse, say, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the ordinance of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. The first principle, then you talk about the first principles of elementary teaching, amen, in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Therefore, leaving discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, but the doctrines of the teaching of baptism, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Amen. We have to go on. We have to go on before, amen, if we once we learn the basic doctrines and be taught the basic foundation of Christianity that Jesus taught. Amen. Then you got to go on. Amen. You got to go on, amen, and live the life of a Christian. Amen. You can't hang around. You can't hang around constantly, amen, around the baptism pool, talking about baptism, amen, all your Christian walk. Amen. You can't just hang around a communion. We do that in remembrance of Jesus. We baptize young members in Christ. But after that, you have to move on. You got to learn how to move on and walk the life of Christianity. Walk the life of Christ. Amen. You have to learn how to walk the life. And Jesus taught his disciples, amen, known as the Beatitudes, and in Matthew's the 5th chapter, Jesus began to tell them, amen, sit down and begin to talk with them. Amen. Sometimes you just can't run through a subject, amen, and begin to talk to people. Amen. Teach people mean you have to stop, ask questions, see what understanding they have gotten their subject matter, how they understand the same subject. Amen. The first principle. Amen. They thought they had learned it off of television, radio, but they need somebody physically, today and times, out of books. Amen. Personally, that's what the church is about. And we have people in the church. All of them are not preachers. Amen. We need teachers. And that's one of the first principles. And that's in the body of Christ and the fivefold ministry, teaching. Amen. So the first step, amen, Jesus opened his mouth in the 5th chapter. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there's the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And he goes on and begin to talk about that's a blessing. It's a blessing. Amen. Blessing. It's a blessing. He's talking about, amen, blessed it. Amen. Of peacemakers. Amen. Blessed of those that persecute you. It's a blessing. Amen. We need to know what is a blessing. Amen. God said, Jesus began to say, these activities and these criticism and things will come to you in your life. Amen. He wasn't talking about material. You notice it was not about material things. Amen. Matthew 6 talk about, amen, if you follow God, all these other things will be given unto you. But God knows through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, life is more precious than things. Amen. Life is the most precious thing we have, and we should try to live it from day to day. Things can change from day to day and hour by hour. Amen. So Jesus began to tell us, amen, about living. And sometimes you poor in spirit. Amen. Sometimes you feel a little down. Sometimes you're not really uplifted like you feel that you should have been through yesterday, the day before yesterday. But you can't get back, so you got to live this day. Amen. And you might have to get you a song, a spiritual song. Paul refers to, amen, and get a hymn. Amen. And uplift yourself. Uplift yourself. Amen. There's nothing wrong with hungering about reading and studying all the time the Bible. Your inner man begin to hunger, and you might have been criticized about too much, and reading the Bible too much, or you just want to pray too much. Amen. The world might be saying, "Oh, that's a weak person. Just pray all the time." No, that's power. Amen. You learn it's power. Amen. Coming to God is power. Amen. The secret places of God. So teaching, we learn back in Hebrews, that is the first principle. It's the first principle. We're dealing with the inner man. You're dealing with your heart. It's dealing with the motivation. I mean, it helps upbuild your character. Amen. So when you find people that comes to Christ, amen, they slowly begin to change. Slowly begin to change because what? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Yes, it is. What you know, Proverbs says, amen, amen. Knowledge is power. Amen. Once you begin to know things, amen, it's power. Because you understand. You understand what to do and what not to do. You make mistakes. You thank God you made a mistake. Amen. Because everything works together. Romans 8:26. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. God know you made a mistake. Amen. It wasn't a willful mistake. That's why we call it a mistake. But wisdom is power. Amen. So once you begin to learn how God loves you and how God takes care of you and how he looks after you, amen, you won't look down on yourself. The enemy used that to look down on yourself. One of the scourge, one of the, amen, they're all bad spirits. Discouragement, the spirit of discouragement, negativity. Amen. And you're getting to read. Amen. You're getting to walk with God. Amen. Because you know these things will come. Amen. God love you. God care for you. He look after you. Amen. He's a part of your life. Amen. He always with you through the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is always there. And the Spirit of God is always reaching out through his Spirit. And Jesus said, in St. John 14, Jesus said, when I go, amen, I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. So God has never left us. He's never forsaken us. And that's why you find many times, amen, through teaching and knowledge and other people helping you. Amen. Whoever your mentor was in school and whoever the teaching you now in the day and time during this coronavirus, amen. They're talking about we're wearing masks for the scientists and those that have been in the field of medicine, been in the field of dealing with and specialized in certain things. They know bacteria, even though you can't see these antibodies, you can't see this bacteria. But it's very harmful to the natural man. Amen. We get a virus every year, colds, amen, and sniffles, amen. The enemy used that, but thank God for healing. Jesus brought healing. He brought power for us. So he gave us knowledge how to protect ourselves and how to protect ourselves against others that might not be a thing. They might not even know. Amen. They're spreading the virus. They might not even know that they're having problems. Amen. The food they eat. We know about contamination of food. Amen. We know about, amen, sickness and disease. So all that's come through knowledge. All this is information. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, says, wisdom is good with the inheritance. Amen. And profitable to those who see under the sun. For wisdom is a defense. Amen. You know how to defend yourself by what you know. Wisdom is a defense. Amen. And money is a defense. Amen. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life, amen, to those who have it. Amen. We're talking about teaching. We're talking about, amen, the first step. So don't put yourself down if you haven't, no one have taught you, amen, how to do certain things, and maybe you have put other people down, not knowing, you didn't mean to, amen, but they might not know. Just because they're adults, they might not know how to fly an airplane like you maybe thought this earlier. They should know how to fly an airplane. They might not even know that. They might not even know that. Amen. But it's important that you find out for yourself, amen, what you know and what you don't know. Nothing wrong with having Proverbs said, amen, if you rebuke a wise man, you will make him your friend. You will make him a friend. But if you rebuke a fool, amen, he out to scorn you and, amen, and bully you because he think he shouldn't be. So we thank God. Amen. We thank God for the subject, and we thank God for all of you as well, those of you that's coming in for the first time. Amen. Not aware of how the program work, what we do here. Amen. We always have you to call in, the number that you have called in. All you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and we'll open up the studio. Amen. When we open up the studio, then you can just talk just like you're talking to a regular person, amen, in the studio. And afterwards, that as time goes on, amen, we'll find someone else can come in, and amen, but you don't have to hang up. You don't have to hang up. Amen. But we're talking about teaching. Amen. Who taught you and how did things begin to work? Amen. And what was the problem? But you never did find out. Sometimes you never know. Amen. What goes on and how things happen? Amen. Until maybe 2 or 3 days down the line, maybe next week or next year. Amen. You learn that you was wrong. And nothing wrong with going back and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because you didn't mean it. You didn't mean it. But then, you know, you find some that's get upset and don't want to teach anybody anything. And we're not like that. That's what Jesus tells us. Amen. Being a Christian. Amen. How we should live. We can't carry the same old methods that we had in the beginning of time. The same old attitude, the same old problems. Amen. Solving that we used to do. No, Christ don't want us to do that. And he wants us to change everything. Amen. You find that when you do that, amen, you find yourself less worried, less problems. Because, you know, you say, well, Lord, when you pray, say, you know, Lord, I followed your instruction. Amen. Like Hezekiah said, Lord, I walked upright. I walked upright. Lord, I kept your instruction. I followed what you said. Amen. All right, we're going to open up the lines now. We're going to have your input. That's what we do here. Amen. Those of you in Blog Talk, amen. You call a friend or tell a friend. They can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And they would... I will just call your last 4 digits and your area code. I call your area code and last 4 digits. Amen. You can go right ahead. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We want you to be relaxed. Amen. And just share with us what you maybe heard from scriptures, maybe what God has showed you. Amen. Because we want to help one another here. We want to help one another because we are in Christ. Amen. How to walk, how to talk. Amen. God showed us all how to do these things. All right, the phone lines are open. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We are talking about teaching. Amen. We believe the whole Bible. We believe the whole Bible. Believe what Paul told Timothy. Amen. When you begin to study the Bible, you can see. Amen. You can see some of the scriptures and the history are brought up in the New Testament that refers back to the Old Testament. So you can't eliminate the Old Testament. You can't eliminate the Old Testament. Amen. The father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can't eliminate that. You can't eliminate Moses. Amen. And if scribes, when Jesus came on the scene, amen, with his apostles, all they had was the scriptures. All they had were the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures. Amen. That's what Jesus referred to in the book of St. Luke, the last chapter. He said, I came in the book that was written of me. I came in the scriptures. Amen. So the whole Bible consists of scriptures. Amen. And we believe in taking the whole scriptures, line upon line, precepts upon precepts. Amen. That you can find the truth and the history. Amen. We have to put a point in here about the old false teaching, because Jesus said in the last days there's going to be many, many false teachers. Amen. There's going to be many liars and false prophets. Amen. If you yourself know that you're running into people that's teaching or you know of a movement that is teaching falsely now, and the little bit you know about God, amen, they're out teaching people. They're not hollering at them. They're not threatening them about this, that, and the other. No, they're teaching them about their God, about what they believe in. Amen. Pulling them to the side and try to influence them. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that you love and you love and you follow all the continents of God. Amen. Because false teachers, they're out there. Amen. They're out there reaching and they're teaching. I know when I was witnessing and talking to people early in the ministry, because evangelism is the first principle, amen, of the ministry. Evangelism is the first work. Amen. I ran across a lady. They was out there talking, three or four, was handing out pamphlets. So, I approached them, and we wanted to talk, and they say, oh, no, I've been in this religion. Oh, no, I was a Christian. But the people I'm with now, they taught me. They taught me about this. They taught me about that. They taught me about Yahweh. They taught me about hell ain't real. They taught me about this. And you know, they sit down and they talk, couldn't get a word in. With, oh, no. They sit down and they talk me. Amen. So I love teaching. I love to have the word of God. And this Bible here is better than that. But I said, oh, my God. So I just, you know, we don't argue the scriptures. We don't argue the Bible. It's backed away. She's been in three different religions. And somehow she picked that one because they sat down and took time. They sat down and took time. So it's very important. Amen. Teaching is very important. Even though somebody have to teach, sit down and take your questions and your negativity and how you find. One thing I learned, amen, about teaching, amen, and being taught, amen. Once you have learned something, it's really hard for someone to persuade you unless they're telling you the truth. Because when you hold the Spirit, he will sit right there on your conscience and your mind, amen. The Word of God will not go back void. Amen. So be in comfort. Amen. Be assured. Once you teach and learn the word or tell somebody the word of God, the best way you know how, and be prayerful. Amen. If it's the truth, amen, it's not going to leave that person. Amen. You can be rest assured. Amen. God loves you, and he is love. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines as well. Those of you that would like to call in, amen. And if you have called in already, just push one on your phone. Amen. And we'll be glad to hear your comments. We're talking about teaching before correction. Amen. If you feel you've been corrected on a subject, amen. If you want to talk about it without calling names or whatever, amen. We have a studio full of people. Amen. Everybody can put their little comment in. The Bible said a multitude of counselors. There's safety. Amen. Maybe you might know someone that's already got caught up in these occult groups. Amen. They felt that they was never personally loved. Amen. And they just wanted to talk with somebody. So some being a part of a group just because they feel wanted. Amen. And it happens. It happens. When I was overseas and into another country, amen, on Sundays, amen, and we was going around and we heard the big church bell ringing. And that island had two big church bells ringing. And I talked to the evangelists and the prophets. We was all there talking, amen. They said, well, you know, today certain people are going to the church because they want to go to church on Sunday, even though they worship in the wrong God. Even though they know, Jesus is God's son, they just want to go and be among people. They love religion. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. Push one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, teaching come before teaching before correction. Amen. Teaching before correction. Amen. That's the first principle. Somebody taught you something. Somebody taught you something. Amen. And that's what's going to help you and move on with God. It's going to help you mature. It's going to help you mature. It's going to help you, amen, to go forward in life with Christ. Amen. It's going to help you in these times like this. Amen. With these viruses and diseases. Amen. And losing material. Amen. These people have been teaching materialism. Amen. But you got to have a house, a car, a dog, a cat, airplane, truck, bicycle, motorcycle before you know it. God bless you. No, 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 no. Amen. God coming back at you. And it's just a blessing to have your health and your strength. Amen. Amen. So you begin to really see some of this teaching of things, amen, coming to pass was wrong. It was wrong. So don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed and don't be shamefaced. Amen. About things. Maybe you got caught up in there. And you say, well, thank God. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Amen. God, forgive me. Amen. That's why God is, people think God is weak. They think Christians are weak. Amen. But you see the beatitude. You say, bless it. It's a blessing. Persecuted. It's a blessing to be a peacemaker. Amen. That doesn't mean you're weak. Amen. You just walk away. You walk away because you know what's right. Amen. You know what's right. Amen. And God will help you. Repentance, I believe, amen, is one of the greatest doctrine. Amen. God repented because, amen, when he made man. So don't be up there upset and don't feel embarrassed. Amen. Because you thought Buddha was everything. Amen. You thought Muhammad was everything. Amen. You thought Mother Mary was everything. You thought the Easter Bunny was everything. You thought Santa Claus was everything. Amen. We can go on and on. I thought your birthmark was everything. Amen. All these birthmarks, and you thought they was everything. You find out they can't do nothing for you. It's just man's heart. Man want to be a purpose, and once you learn, you can help people say, listen, Jesus is the purpose. He is everything. All right, let me get out the way. Let me get out of the way now. I want to get out the way. Amen. And let you take over the stage. Amen. And just thank God for all the young people in Christ. Thank God for all of you that still holding on. Holding on. So many voices out there. So much teaching out there. Amen. Prophets and false teachers. Amen. Jesus said they're going to be coming. He said multitudes. Amen. To be a multitude. They're getting off the boats. They get off the airplane. They're jumping out in parachutes. Amen. You have to know. Amen. They know when you stand on your ground. All right, we're going to go to 561. The last four digits is 5981. God bless you.
Good evening. I'm very blessed tonight. This lesson is great on teaching. And what I really love about teaching, you have to be teachable. You have to be open-minded to be in a situation where you can be taught. And there are so many, and especially these days, when they learn Jesus well, they want to run out and grab a church, grab a storefront or whatever, and have them been taught properly. Don't have an idea how many times Jesus wept, why he wept. And in his three years of ministry, he only wept three times. You know, but a lot of them don't even know, you know. So I think that they need to be openly, you know, people, and just take their time. You know, even with Jesus himself, when he was with the disciples, he said it was a multitude. It was a multitude of people, but he chose to go up with just his disciples. Like you said, sat them down and talk. And as he was telling them, and I believe he was teaching them about blessing. Yeah, he said, bless this and bless them. Those are persecuting. He was teaching them a lot about blessing it. And as I looked into Webster's dictionary, the word bless means made holy. Made holy. That's what it means. See?
All right.
So it's good for us to be able to be taught. but we're going to have to be open-minded to receive. And the Bible tells us, how can we hear without a teacher, without a preacher? How can we? So I just love this lesson tonight, and just thank you, and I pray that you continue with this ministry, and even the listeners, whatever. I always say that tell someone, because the sound doctrine, what we're hearing, we don't hear that a lot no more. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Blood Talk Radio. God bless you.
God bless you, man. God, appreciate it. Amen. You know, Holy Spirit, he's a teacher. He's a teacher, and the Holy Spirit been given a bad reputation, amen, because they feel that he's just a spirit, and he's about joy and prophecy and everything. But the Holy Spirit is a teacher. Jesus said, amen, he will come, he will teach you. Amen. I know, just very quick, real short, when I was out, amen, I was working. You know, you keep your mind on Christ, like Paul said, you keep your mind in Isaiah, said, keep your mind in him, he keep you in perfect peace. Amen. There's a lot of things come through your mind back and forth. And I never thought my mind would be a target against me. I never thought that. And one day I heard it on the radio. Amen. And I was out, you know, I just let music go through. When you're a young babe, you never think your mind is a weapon against you. Amen. And a man was describing about how he if you somebody leave your house, he was trying to describe how a person used to keep their mind on Christ. Things would come and go all day long. You walk among people of all kind of race and nationalities and language. Amen. He said, you will not open up your house, and you're the homekeeper, and you have a knock on the door, and a big old hog come running through there with all kind of mud on him. He crawl on the rug and jump all over the carpet. You will not sit there and say, little hoggy, get out because my parents are coming. He said, no, you run and get a broom, a stick, a chair, and beat him out of there, and you be trying to clean up the house and get the odor out of there. He said, the same thing with your mind. Same thing with your mind. And when he said that, it clicked on me. It clicked on me because every now and then the Holy Spirit, amen, was trying to get me to see that, but out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, you know, the radio broadcast and, you know, and somebody on the job said, go buy me some beer and some whiskey. Amen. I said, no, I know you're a Christian, but you don't have to drink it. Just buy it. And the Lord led me to the Holy Spirit and said, no, don't do that. Amen. And so all that kind of clicked on me. And I got persecuted and talked about, you're trying to be so holy. You're trying to be. But it helped me spiritually. It helped me spiritually. Amen. All right. Somebody might have a testimony. Amen. Teaching, somebody can help you. Amen. Because the enemy try to bog you down. He worry you down. Amen. And you wonder why. Lord, you might be in prison in your mind. Might be in prison some old things that happen, the habits. And the enemy trying to say, no, you still should do that. You still should be involved in that. Amen. All right, let's push one on the phone, and we thank God for that, because there's a lot of false teaching out there. And there's some don't really believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. These false teaching, there are some groups that you might know. Amen. All they do is keep the Ten Commandments. And they're very extreme in that. Amen. So that we have the power to choose and to do follow certain things. Because once you've been taught, amen, you can carry a lot of things yourself. Amen. All right. I ain't going to get too far in here because it was your time. Get somebody else who... about teaching, false teaching. That doesn't mean you're a weak person. Doesn't mean that, you know, God wants you to be helpless to others. Amen. The power of one person. If you ever study what the power of one is, amen. One man, amen, can change a lot. One woman can change a lot of things. Amen. One man, determined man, can change a lot of things. All right, push one on your phone. We're talking about teaching, being corrected, Maybe you feel that you've been corrected too much and you don't know why. People think you should know how to fly an airplane because of your height, your education, your background, but you never went to aviation school. Amen. Then when you come into Christ, they assume you know the whole Bible, but you just been born again. You just been baptized in water. So they assume you know every scripture in the Bible. Every scripture in the Bible. Amen. You feel ashamed and embarrassed. Maybe you left the church. Amen. No, don't leave the church. Don't leave the church. Amen. Amen. Cross of, unless it's false teaching. I can go on record. It's false teaching. Then, you know, you find out, amen, things are not right. They're trying to teach. When you get saved and get born again, you got to come out of that old doctrine. Amen. Christianity is like America. It's a melting pot. Amen. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. The atheists can come. The adults, the occults can come. The devils can come. Amen. Once they accept Christ, you got to abandon. You got to abandon all the old way of living. That's what Paul said, renew the mind. Press one on your phone. Amen. We press one on your phone. And we are getting close to the time that we usually go into prayer. Amen. We think we can take about 2 or 3 more calls that would like to express themselves. Maybe it might be something that you have run across. Amen. You got to get rid of. And the Lord been bothering you on your conscience. But, you know, you feel that there's no, you don't know what else to do. You don't know what else to do. Amen. Maybe make a comment now. Amen. Or you can go to our website. Amen. Computers, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can send an email there. Amen. As well as you want to listen to this broadcast again, radio.com/JCI Ministries. Now, one thing for sure, one of the biggest things that the first commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's for sure. That's one of the commandments of God. And learning God's commandments. Amen. 1 John, the 5th chapter, the last verse. No, children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. God don't like that. Amen. Worshiping other gods. That's what the devil was teaching in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Adam and Eve got caught up in that. You want to be smarter than the church, smarter than the world? You want to make a whole lot of money? Amen. You'll be like gods. No, 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 no. Amen. Get rid of your birthmarks. Don't turn me off. I'm sorry. I had to tell you. Get rid of those birthmarks. Amen. They don't do nothing for you. They can't read. They can't talk. Amen. Now you found the real God. You have found the real God. Okay. 561-413. Last 4 digits. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just would like to say I'm just grateful and thankful, and good evening, Bishop, and everybody in Blog Talk Land. I'm just grateful that I came in on the tail end, but I like the subject, teaching for correction. I like that. I like that. It came in my spirit. Well, you can't correct somebody if you ain't taught them nothing. If they don't know anything, how could they know they're wrong? So I was thinking about that. That's something that I heard you say about some people think when some people get saved, they don't know. They just came out the water good and expecting to know the whole Bible. Well, I've been in this a long time, and I don't know everything in the Bible, even though I might have read it several times over and over. But I don't know everything. So I thank God that I want to be a student at all times. Amen. I want to be a listener. Amen. I don't want to do a lot of talking. I want to do more listening than talking. Amen. That's a miracle just for me to say that. Thank you and God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. Very true. Every few hours, I ran into a soothsayer, amen, early part of my ministry. He evangelized, and he had a temple. He walked in his temple. He had angels on every corner. He walked in an angel on every corner of the church. And all up in the pulpit, he had angels, statues. And I talked with him. He said, you know what? I read the Bible through about 7 times. I don't read it no more. That hit my spirit when I saw all them statues and things he had. Amen. But I love God. I love God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he is the Word. God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. That's the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. You got the more Word, the more God. Read the Word every day. Read the Word every day. Amen. That's for the inner man. All right. Thank God. We can take 2 more callers. 2 more callers. Nobody's wrong. Nobody's wrong in this broadcast. Everybody's right. But I can't see a certificate or a diploma. Amen. We just coming together. All right. We're at 954. Last 4 digits, 7082. Bless you.
Yes, hello. Good evening, Bishop. How are you?
Okay.
Yes, good. We enjoy the blog talk, listening to you. You know, you've been teaching us for about 35, 40 years now, and we just thank you for your teaching. We thank you for how you instill the word in us and, you know, prepare us and motivate us to continually search out and seek out what is true. So we just wanted to stop by. This is your daughter and your granddaughter, and we love you, and we just wanted to say we love hearing you on the radio, and we just want to encourage your heart on tonight.
God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you. All right, we're at 561-5981. 561.
Yes, me. I'm trying to just want a chance, but anyway, you know, Bishop, I really love this subject, and even we must know God for ourselves also. But although false teaching, like you said, is out there, you know, and even in the incident like with Jim Jones, and much of those people have been taught. They should know right and wrong, but they look how many just died because they followed false callings. So we have to know God for ourselves and be able to identify the good from the bad. God bless you.
All right, very good, very good. Amen. You have to know God for yourself. Amen. You have to, one thing about God's word. Amen. My God is alive. Hebrews 4 says, God, the word of God is quick and powerful. It cuts between the marrow and the bone. Amen. I remember one time I instructed a person just to read the book of John. It was in the hospital and the doctors gave him up. So just read the book of John. The Holy Spirit gave me that. Just read the book of John. Just read the book of John. And the Hebrews, it fell on my mind by Hebrews how the word of God cuts. You might not feel it, but it cuts down between the marrow and the bone. Amen. You know, the chicken bone. Amen. The marrow and the bone. Amen. And it's the discerner. It's like an x-ray machine. Amen. It knows what's going on in your body. It knows what's going on in your body, mind, and the spirit. Amen. All right. We thank God. We thank God. We, all of you, we thank God for all of you filling up the studio. As always, and we appreciate you expressing yourself. This is how you grow when you express yourself. You give a testimony. Amen. Because confession brings salvation. Amen. You might say, I know God loved me, but he wants you to hear it out of your mouth. He wants you to pray out of your mouth. Amen. He wants you to say it. Amen. Because you can keep a lot of things in. Amen. But really to bring out the truth, it helps you to really feel good when you talk to God in prayer. Always pray. Never stop praying. Amen. The old lady. Oh, I can't get out. Can't hold up the time because we got about, we're down about two more. I guess we can take one more. One more call because we want to go in prayer. Amen. This time we have people, amen, sick in the hospital. Amen. Remember Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. If you think about what he said, he doesn't lie. He said, I'll be with you always. Amen. Those that are in the hospital rooms now, those that are going through sickness in their home, we want a prayer to go out to them. If you got Christ, yes, we are natural, we are human. Amen. Jesus, even he wept. Amen. Amen. Even he felt sorrowful. Amen. Because he was human, but he was still God. Amen. And you sometimes you get lonely. Sometimes you don't feel. Amen. Your feelings get in the way. Amen. Paul, read Romans 7 when you get a chance. Paul said, when he desired to do good, evil is present. The enemy fight us, but pray, pray, pray. Amen. Pray, pray, pray. 86-year-old woman, she was a slave, and she said all the things they tried to do to her, but they could not stop her mouth from praying. She could not stop from praying. All right, we're going to take two quick prayers. We're praying for those that are sick, going through the virus, or they're going through financial problems now. Amen. Those that are being depressed, the enemy of the spirit of depression, we rebuke it right now. Amen. Press one on your phone. We're going to take some prayers real quickly. Amen. We're running out of time, but we want you, amen, to put up a prayer. We're at 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, Father, we just thank you, O God. Once again, we thank you, O God, for this great broadcast. We ask you to continue to bless the man of God, the teaching, as the teaching that he's delivering to us, dear God. Right now, we'll ask you to go into the hospital, go into the homes, dear God. Bless those. Bless the radio listeners, oh God. Father, we ask you, oh God, to continue, Lord. Let us hold on and be what you will have us to be in these closing hours. May God bless you. Amen.
All right, we can take another caller. Amen. We'll take another caller. Amen. We're praying for those in the hospital. We're praying for those that are going through. Jesus said, I never leave you. I never forsake you. Amen. He's there with you. I know sometimes we feel that he's not there, but he's there. All right. All right. Ask God to bless us. God, look on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch those that now is in the hospital room. Oh, God, those that have given up, and we rebuke the spirit of depression and oppression. In the name of Jesus, God, send your spirit of healing, the healing virtue, because you say we're two or three touch and agree. And, Lord, we're more than two or three. We're more than five and six and seven and eight, nine, 10, or 12. Lord, we need you right now because we know, God, you look above things and hurricanes and stress. Oh, God, we know that you have no boundaries. And we love, lift them up, Lord. Lift them up, Lord. Have them pick themselves up to come back to you. Come back to Christ. Amen. We bind Satan's hand. We bind him in heaven. We bind him in earth. That God will loose us now. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for being again and again. You can review this broadcast through the Blog Talk Radio, amen.com. And we'll go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Remember, Jesus is love. We love you.